Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. Good month of April to you. We turn the calendar. It's April 1 today. Be careful now. Don't be the one that they play some tricks on or some April Fool's things on. Be aware and don't let anybody do that to you today. But it's Monday, and so we got to ask you, how was church yesterday? My, oh my, oh my, what a great Resurrection Sunday we enjoyed here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great time together with the people of God, a full house, morning and evening, and the Lord spoke to our hearts, and decisions were made for Christ. Choir did an outstanding job Sunday evening with some a mini cantata they did. He is alive again, and we had a great time just lifting up the resurrected Savior. I serve a risen Savior, and He's in the world today. I want you to know that Christ is alive, and because He's alive, He is able to save all those that come unto God by Him. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that today, the resurrection of Jesus. I know you probably heard a message about it yesterday, but let me share with you some things today, and I'm going to take from Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which He was taken up. After that, He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And what matters supremely, and does it matter, that Jesus rose from the dead? Absolutely. In fact, Jesus would stake His entire reputation on the resurrection. If it doesn't happen, then we have no reason to believe anything or everything that Jesus said. The issue, if we were in the court this morning, would be not of a crime, but a claim. A claim that is so spectacular and so crucial that it's either the cornerstone of Christianity or its fatal flaw. The claim is that Jesus Christ rose bodily from the dead. It is the supreme miracle of Christianity. It's at the heart of our faith. If it never happens, then Christianity just collapses into mythology and billions of people have been deceived. However, if it did happen, it authenticates everything Jesus did and said, and believers have the guarantee of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, the Apostle Paul put it this way, "If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain." See, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is either one of the most wicked, heartless, vicious hoaxes ever, or it's the most fantastic fact of all of history. Now there is proof. Notice what we read this morning in Acts 1 and verse 3. To whom He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs. The word infallible means convincing, not capable of being wrong. And I would like to give you three pieces of evidence that when taken together will provide infallible, convincing proof that Jesus rose from the dead. The first piece of evidence I want you to consider is the empty tomb. The Bible teaches that after the executioners crucified Jesus, His corpse was placed in a solid rock tomb. Then His body was covered with about 100 pounds of spices and extensively wrapped in strips of linen cloth. A very, very large stone, estimated to weigh around 2 tons, was rolled in front of the entrance to the tomb. After this boulder was in place, a contingent of 16 Roman soldiers was assigned to secure the tomb. I know sometimes we see pictures and there's one or two soldiers standing there with a spear in their hand, but that wasn't the case. These were Roman soldiers. These were human fighting machines. They were trained to protect the area around the tomb against an entire battalion. Now, Matthew tells us that in addition to the Roman guard, they put a tamper-proof official Roman seal on the tomb, on the stone. And anyone who happened to make it past the Roman soldiers would have to break this seal, and that means they would incur the wrath of the Roman law. But in spite of all these precautions, the stone, the soldiers, the seal, the tomb was empty that Sunday morning. When the first people arrived to peer in, they only saw one thing: blood-stained burial clothes. The empty tomb. That's infallible proof number one. The tomb was empty. Secondly, the multiple witnesses. Now, the early Christians did not believe Jesus had risen just because of the empty tomb. They believed because they saw him with their own eyes. When they talked to others about Jesus, they didn't say, "We found an empty tomb." They said, "We saw Jesus. We saw him." The most outstanding proof that Jesus rose from the dead is there were more than 500 eyewitnesses that saw him on at least 12 different occasions. That's why Acts 1 and verse 3, Luke would write, "He showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." He gave unquestionable proof that he was alive. After his resurrection, he made an appearance to Mary Magdalene there in the garden. In the afternoon, he walked side by side with two as they made their way down to Emmaus. Later that day, he walked through the closed door in the upper room and talked to the frightened disciples who were huddled in that upper room. Several people saw him on more than one occasion. Some alone, some with large groups, sometimes at night, sometimes during the day. In fact, Paul lays it out over in 1 Corinthians and chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going to turn over there and read it for you, verses 3 through 6. 1 Corinthians 15. "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time." Talking about his time on the road to Damascus. Oh, my friend, Paul was one of those eyewitnesses. And he, when he preached his first sermon, he preached Jesus, how the prophets wrote about him, how Jesus lived. Peter laid out the details surrounding his death. And that's why in Acts 2 and verse 32, Peter says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." And Peter preaches that sermon at Pentecost, right in the heart of Jerusalem, the very city where Christ was crucified and buried. People knew the tomb was empty, and now they knew that Jesus had appeared to hundreds of people. It was verifiable. He is alive. So I think the first infallible proof is the empty tomb. The second one are the eyewitnesses. They saw him. And the third one, changed lives. Changed lives. Those who met the resurrected Christ had their lives changed and totally transformed. The resurrection of Christ is validated by the changed lives of believers. Something happened to radically reorient this original group of disciples. After Jesus put to death, the disciples scattered. The Bible tells us they gathered again in a locked room, a top floor of a building, if you will, filled with fear. Their leader was executed. What would happen to them now? John 20, when Jesus appears to them in the upper room, gives us a scene that would forever change their outlook and their lives. He comes through, though they're locked, the doors are locked and the windows are sealed. He appears to them in the midst and he says, "Peace be unto you." And that overwhelming peace would have cut through their own guilt and feelings of failure. Their fear was replaced with joy. Peter was changed from a coward who denied Christ three times to the man who is a rock that would be one of the pillars of the new church. The ordinary men were transformed from a frightened followers into one of the most effective missionaries the world has ever seen. What motivated them? to go everywhere and proclaim the message of Christ. It couldn't have been money. It's not power. It's not fame. No, every one of them had come from doubt to determination, from confusion to conviction, from fear to faith. And every one of them went out preaching the gospel and willingly laid down their life for the Savior. Matthew was killed in Ethiopia. Mark was dragged through the streets until he was dead. Peter, Simeon, and Andrew, and Philip were all crucified. James was beheaded. Bartholomew was flayed alive. Thomas was pierced through with lances. James the Less was thrown from the temple and stoned to death. Jude was shot to death with arrows. Apostle Paul was beheaded. The only thing that could have possibly changed their lives so dramatically was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every one of those men could have lived if they just had one statement. He's dead. He's dead. But they refused. Why? Because they knew he was alive. Oh, my friend, the evidence demands a verdict. What's your decision today? Do you believe in the living Christ? Do you believe that what he said was true? Have you ever encountered this living Christ for yourself? Are you one of those lives that have been changed because you believe in the empty tomb? You believe he's a risen Savior? You believe that he's able to save all those that come unto God by him? You see, a dead Savior can't do anything for you, my friend. But he's not dead. He's alive. And he's still alive today. And he's still saving people today. And he's still changing lives today. The infallible proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Why don't you embrace the Lord Jesus today? Why don't you receive him as your Savior and his gift of eternal life? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Oh, trust him as your Savior today. Resurrected Christ, the living Christ. How do I know? Listen, because of the empty tomb, because of the eyewitnesses, and because of the changed lives. Can I remind you today? Today is the day of salvation. Life is short. Death is sure. Sin is the cause, but Christ is the cure. Receive him as your Savior today. I'm so glad that he is a living Savior. Well, that's not just something we celebrate one day a year. We celebrate that every day of the year. And I know he's real. I talk with him today. And he walks with me and talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I hope you'll experience that today. Well, have a good Monday. Again, as I said, be aware now. It's April 1 and people will play jokes on you. Be careful. And let's make sure that we show people Jesus today by the change he's made in our life. And make it a good Monday, will you? I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And again, we'll focus on the Savior, not necessarily resurrection, but he is all I need. And that'll be on tomorrow's broadcast, okay? And have a great Monday. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.